online and on the ABC Listen app. It's the Country Hour with Angus Verley from ABC Radio.
The Australian Pesticides and Regulatory Medicines Authority has delayed its decision on the future of paraquat and diquat for at least 7 months. The regulator was due to hand down a decision at the end of February after releasing a draft in July. That draft decision by the regulator about the use of the controversial chemicals proposed strict limits on the allowable rates, largely over concerns about impacts to birds and mammals. The chemical is banned in 70 countries, including the UK. Late last year, the APVMA revealed it wouldn't make a decision on the future use of the chemicals until the last quarter of 2025, saying it needed more time to consider a large volume of submissions and new data to inform a rigorous evidence-based decision. Andrew Wiedemann, spokesperson for industry body Grain Producers Australia, which provided a lengthy submission to the review, says the delay is a common sense decision.
Yeah, look, so we've obviously been talking to government around this area of pressure on the regulator to make a decision by a set date. And so we're quite pleased that it's been pushed out to allow the regulator time to assess, obviously, the quite a large number of submissions that were made, as we understand, to the regulator in relation to paraquat, diquat usage going into the future. And obviously, the industry has combined to put together a package of information as well around the environmental effects, as well as obviously all of the understated position that paraquat plays and diquat plays, particularly in grain farms right around Australia.
And I understand that as part of the GPA submission that you engaged an environmental scientist to inform part of that submission?
Yes, that is correct, yes. So Chris Listier was appointed by and through GRDC to put together a package of information essentially around the environment, the use of paraquat and diquat. And I think that's important that, you know, we do have our credentials put on the table. We didn't really have that information available to the regulator in a format prior to any of the announcements. And then, of course, I think to some degree, the pressure of government, you know, wanting to have up to eight different products, I suppose, on the table. We'd already started work on looking at all of those particular products internally ourselves within Grain Producers Australia and how that was going to impact in the short and then longer term for the industry, so that we can start to make the industry prepared for, you know, where and if products are taken away from farmers.
And that information that the scientists came up with, how does it differ from, I suppose, the science that the APVMA used, particularly around possible risks to birds and mammals, that information that was in that draft decision?
Yeah, so look, obviously it's internal documents at the moment, Angus, but the reality is we didn't have that environmental work or the environmental science work really for Australian conditions. And of course, the regulator's been using European or the ESSA model, which was used for the basis of their first take on the draft review of the ingredients. So look, yeah, so we've been able to look at the Australian environment, and that's ongoing work too, I must add, Angus, because it's a body of work that'll be needed for not just these products, but other products coming to registration into Australia. It's really important that we actually have our own credentials used by the regulator rather than looking at European data. So it's a matter of us providing information where and how we can with the best experts that we have here in Australia to do so.
And the APVMA, when it announced that it was pushing back its decision deadline, it put out a statement. I'll just read a little bit of it to you, just saying that the APVMA is committed to undertaking a rigorous evidence-based review process and must consider all relevant information. As a result, timeframes have been extended so we can appropriately consider and analyse the large volume of submissions and new data. So what do you read into that statement?
Exactly that it is, it is a big job, and that's what we were really concerned about, I suppose, and that was our discussions that we had with the Agricultural Minister as well in relation to Federal Agricultural Minister in relation to this as well. We were concerned about the timelines that were being imposed and that we needed to make sure the regulator didn't feel it was pressured to do so and that it was given, the time itself to actually assess and make sure that we get it right, because it's important for Australian agriculture that We have an independent science regulator, which we're quite proud of that we've got, and we obviously we have to work with everybody that's there. So it's just important, I think, from all sides of the argument, really, that it is done and given due process.
And obviously, in the draft decision by the APVMA, it was planning to put pretty strict limits on paraquat rates, particularly. How likely do you think it is that those draft rates would be lifted?
Well, look, it's hard to speculate really too much at this stage, Angus, but I feel that the information we've provided gives us a strong basis to at least have rates that will be efficacious and are able to be used as it is today, that actually supports Australian agriculture. And I think, you only got to look to this last harvest, just how important gramoxone, paraquat, diquat is to the Australian farmer, as well as Roundup, when we look at summer weed control measures. And in some areas, it just helps that resistance phase by having two modes of action.
And I suppose, looking at this from a political perspective, by late May, we will have had a federal election. We could well have had a change of federal government. While the APVMA is separate to the government, would a change of government have any implications on this review?
Well, it shouldn't really have any impact on the review process and the timeframes that are involved here, Angus. And, the last thing we need is for politics to be involved in agricultural food production. And unfortunately, we are seeing areas where that has come about. Obviously, the live sheep trade, et cetera, that's really concerning that governments start to pull down the building blocks around industries that are actually up and going and making a contribution to the Australian economy.
And what will GPA do now? Or is it a matter of, now that you put your submission in, waiting for that final decision in late 2025?
Yeah, look, in respect to these particular products, yes, we've done as much as we can for the moment, Angus, but it's also about looking to other products coming into the marketplace as well, and how we can foster that development, but also make sure that, as we've already stated, that the regulatory science is supported by good environmental science from Australian conditions. And I think that's sadly the part that's been lacking up to now, and as I said, and by training people and offering up, I think in the longer term, short term to longer term, some PhDs and doctorates supported by industry, I think that's going to be very important for us to look at. How we go about doing that, well, that's something up for the industry to decide, but over time, it's certainly going to be a requirement, particularly as we see the pressure coming on from other parts of the globe, where they're using their regulatory systems, and that we need to make sure our regulatory system is well supported by the actual people that are actually in the organisation itself. And that's important for a whole range of reasons.
That was Andrew Edelman, spokesperson for industry body Grain Producers Australia, speaking there about that Australian Pesticides and Veterinary Medicines decision to delay its decision on the future use of paraquat and diquat.